Lord, we give you glory.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
1 minute before we sit down. Hebrews 13, the 19th day, the 37th encounter. Can we give Jesus praise now? Hebrews 13, 17. Just to add to what our sister shared in the church. Obey them that have the rule over you and submit yourselves. For they watch for your soul as they that must give account. It's actually the wilderness church that Moses couldn't give account. In the New Testament church, pastors are meant to give account for souls. That's why no pastor will boast of 10,000 members. He can't give account. I'm not talking about churches not going. But once you get to that level of size, there must be proper smaller groups that take care of souls. You have to give account. Now, in context to what she was saying, it is this submission that gives you your own authority. Praise God. That you want to bind the devil, you want to declare things. It's this submission. And for us in Ecclesia, we don't have a choice. If we must walk in authority. You know? And that's why this tradition. See, somebody on Sunday, can I preach everything on Sunday service? There's no way. The things we have been teaching from the first day till today, those of you that have been here, are they not useful to us? Can I preach it on a Sunday? It's not a model that Baba planned. It will take you time. 52 weeks cannot cover your soul for a year. If you do, it can't. Satan is working day and night, and you come to church once for 2 hours, and it's part of submission. You know, when we have such a thing, you don't decide and say, "Okay, I'll come today, I'll come tomorrow." You follow so that you can be blessed. For you that came, I believe God will help you to submit and to carry authority. Lift your hands one more time and say, "Father,
Fill me
with your power.
With your power
and your authority.
And your authority.
Over powers.
Over nature.
Over nature.
Over life issues.
Over life issues.
Help me to exercise authority.
Help me to exercise authority.
Open your mouth in just 1 minute. Father, help us.
Lord, help us.
Thank you.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Sit down. What you're about to treat cannot be treated in 2 encounters. But we'll just squeeze it and do in the evening and do in the, the morning and the evening. And let's do our best. So many of us are not in church this morning. Ensure that in the evening they are here so that they can be carried along. We are at a bridge of this ministry that there are things we need to adjust. And that's why I'm teaching like this. So that you understand it's not just a feeling. We want to do things right. We're looking at the apostolic model of church. The apostolic model of church. And those of you who are close to, who have been hearing this teaching, I have to first of all define when we say apostolic church or model. We're not saying that everybody in that church is an apostle. What we mean by the apostolic model or an apostolic church is that it was a church founded on the principles that the apostles received from Jesus Christ. That's the meaning of that. So when the Bible says that the people gave heed to the apostles' doctrine, it was not their doctrine per se, but it was called apostle doctrine because they were the ones sharing with the people what Jesus taught them. Is somebody hearing what I'm talking about? The 12 of them, or the 72 of them, sat with Jesus, especially the 12. Let's leave it. The 12 of them, they sat with Jesus. He explained to them what he wanted the church to look like. Are you following me, please? So when we say it's apostolic, what we are saying is that this is how Jesus taught them. These are the things they learned from who? From Jesus. Because the first time church is mentioned in New Testament, who knows? Who was the first person to mention church? Anybody here? Bible people? It was Jesus. He said, "I will build." That was the first time. The other time, well, it wasn't even mentioned. It was in the book of 1 Corinthians. He said the church in the wilderness. But the word church in the New Testament was first mentioned by Jesus. So he instituted the issue of church, and he taught his disciples how church should look like. So by the time the disciples began to teach the people, they called what they were teaching the people the apostles what? Oh, you are not with me this morning. The apostles what? Doctrine. They learned from who? From Jesus. So it will not be wrong to call it the doctrine of Jesus. Simple. What we call the apostolic doctrine is the doctrine of who? Jesus Christ. So let that be a clear foundation before we continue in what we want to do. Acts chapter 2, verse 42 to 47. Acts chapter 2, 42 to 47. So I'll be looking at this, the nature. I'll be looking at the concept of church from the apostolic and the apostles' perspective. I'll be looking at how the church was bettered. I'll be looking at the purpose of church. I'll be looking at the mode and operation of church. I'll be looking at the lifestyle and the culture of church. I'll be looking at the assignment and the emphasis of church. It's so much that there's no way two contacts can do this. And they continued how church steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine and fellowship and in breaking of bread and in what? And in prayers. And fear came upon every soul and many wonders. So, you see, that verse 42 was showing you why they have such results. See, God's glory rests on God's pattern. Don't forget that anytime. God's glory rests on what? Once God's pattern is deviated from, his glory will not come. I have shared this with you that anything you see done on the earth was only done on the earth because it was done where? In the heavens. So what God is doing is that he shows you a pattern, and he expects you to lay that pattern on the earth. Once it looks like what he has there, it means that it can accommodate him. People, are you here at all? It's not enough to do anything. You must do what God wants. If you don't do what God wants, he won't come into it. He doesn't need to be popular. Are you hearing what I'm talking about? Because if you are sensitive, the church in Nigeria is big, it's very small. Small in authority, small in command, small in power, as it should be. You see somebody on Facebook fighting themselves, fighting, and they are believers. That's not the church. Fighting themselves, that's not the church. Something went wrong. So that the unbeliever cannot make a mockery of what we call church. No, something went wrong. So, we need to understand God's perspective. We need to understand what was God thinking when he said he wanted to do church. So, verse 42 showed us that when they gave heed to the apostles' doctrine, fear came on the whole land. Signs and wonders were done, and people were added. Let's go on. Let's go on to verse 43. I'm reading up to 47. And they did signs and wonders, verse 44 quickly. And all that believed were together and had how many things? Is this a possibility now? Well, is it happening? That's what my question. It's not happening. So we have deviated from somewhere. I have all things in common, meaning that as I come out of this church now, I can take Monica's car and drive somewhere and come back. You're not hearing what I'm talking about. I can go get to a place and just say, wow, I'm hungry. Ah, there's food here. The reason I'm saying this is because you are also like that. When we started having problem was that one will do, the other one will not do. But they all had all things how? Because they had the same spirit. Are you hearing me? They had what? We practice this on campus. We did. We will come to school with our foodstuffs. And then there's a room. We call it Tricom House. Everybody will drop his foodstuff there. You don't know who brought garri. You don't know who brought ice cream. You don't know who brought cornflakes. I'm not joking what I'm telling you. This happened in 2000 and when was I doing my postgraduate? 1998, 1999. I served in 97. We bring food stuff. So, and then the one that was even worse is the issue of pocket money. Everybody will jam it together. If you are from a family that don't pay your school fees, you take from them and pay. Nobody knows who paid it. Can it happen? But we must bring it back. That is church. That's why you will not know who is lacking. The Bible says none of them lacked. Not that there were not people who had more money, but everybody had things how in common. Everybody was hardworking, mind you. I'm not saying some were lazy. They had the same spirit. This message now, is it good for only these few people? And those people that didn't come, they will not go to the media stand to collect messages. They won't collect. But tomorrow, if I say, this is what God is saying, what is God saying like this? You don't have understanding. That this is not the pattern. Is somebody hearing what I'm talking about? But I'm telling you, this is what God planned. Look at it. Let's go to verse 44, I think. Is it 44? And did what, church? And sold their possessions and goods and parted them to who? All men. As every man had need. The church is not like that now. The church is like somebody with elephantiasis. You know what is elephantiasis? One leg is big like this, then the hand is tiny. Or pashoko. The head is how? The head is big like this, then the body is tiny. That's what's happening in church. And that's why you can have a church side by side with another church that is renting. And then they even drove them out. They did what? The landlord drove the other church out. And this church sees it as we are dominating. We are taking over. Well, you don't know that's what happened. Ah, you say this is a proof that we are the one in charge. Have you not heard of a church trying to buy a church property? Yes. There was a time there was a problem. I won't call the name of the church, no need. This was a smaller church, this was a bigger church. I said, I want to buy this one, I want to extend. What I'm telling you people is like laughter, but you see, that's why the church is very weak. Very weak. The other church would have said, no, we can't watch the body embarrassed. What are you owing? And quickly they bring that money quietly and they pay. We'll come back to that again. Can't you see we have a serious work? Satan will fight what we are doing. This is not supposed to be taught. Leave them to be fighting themselves. And I will be in charge. That's what Satan is saying. Let them keep fighting, keep competing, keep struggling for members. You carry my member, you don't carry my member. And yet the Bible says, I will build my church. Who made it your member? Who made it your church? When I go far, I will show you that there was no time God named any church. You are not hearing what I'm talking about. Aye! You won't see a name in the Bible, though. May God forgive all of us. I'm not joking. There is no name. That you are becoming too radical and extremist. I'm showing you scripture. What they have was church in Corinth. Church in Thessalonica. Oh, you're not here. You are not here. That's why Satan didn't allow people to come to church this morning. They won't hear truth. I am a this. I'm a winner. I'm a this. I'm a revivalist. All those things were not there before. All they had was what? Church here. And you know why? They had similar doctrine. Their doctrine is not doctrines. You will see it too. It was doctrine. Doctrine. Not doctrines. It was doctrine. I'm not joking. Not doctrines. They have similar teachings. They have similar culture. Daddy, this thing I didn't even work. You're wasting your time. Don't worry. Don't worry. When we get to a place that God will build us up, even if it's a little light, and there's somebody like you gets to Canada, you set up that kind of community. You go to South Africa, you set up that community, and then suddenly you know people are watching and say, there's something about those people. I'm not joking. There's a way you will raise a matter that other places will begin to copy it. So we have not seen love like this. We may be small, but we can become influential. Is somebody hearing what I'm talking about? Let's finish the reading. Quickly. And they what church? Continuing how? On Sundays. Sundays. Okay, Wednesday and Sunday. Where did we learn it from? And they continue daily with one accord in the temple and breaking bread from how? From house to house. They eat their meat how? With gladness and sing. Don't forget, there was temple, there was what again? House to house. There was temple, there was what again? House to house. And that's where self-fellowship comes from. Self-fellowship is biblical. Yes. Church in the house is biblical. Verse 47. Praising God. Praise and worship. Biblical. Having what? Favor with all the people. And who was adding? the pastor. Okay, there was one popular man of God. Because he's popular, people go to church. I hope you know that in this place, nobody knew that it was Peter. They're not here. Nobody will say, this is Peter. Peter is the main guy now. But that's what we have now. And when you have a church that doesn't have one main guy, you think it's not a happening church. You should have one main guy. Come to a place whereby, when you come to church, if it's Sister A that is preaching that day, it was not different from Pastor Okai. Is somebody hearing me? Somebody can sit down and say, who is preaching today? At the go house. That is not church. Paul was there. Peter was there. Barnabas was there. Excuse me. James. Nobody lifted one. The day they started doing that nonsense, Paul had to correct them. So I belong to Peter. I belong to Paul. I belong to this. He said, did Paul die for you? Did Apollos, was he crucified for you? Praise God. What you do in the house, you want to do here, is well. Don't mind me. Don't mind me. Let's go on now. Let's go on now. And the Lord added to where? To what? To the church daily. I should be saved. I'm a bit confused whether I should start here or start there. Okay, let me start here. Let's look at church. Let's look at church. Let's look at the definition of church. Let's start from there. What is church? It's a Greek word known as ecclesia. Ecclesia. And the meaning of ecclesia is the called out. Church means the who. You people are here and you're not hearing me, then you are worse than those that didn't come. Ecclesia, the who? They called out. Listen, it was on that basis that they talked about the church were in the wilderness. Why? They were also what? Called out. They were called out. They were called out of Egypt. So what God sees as his church are a people what? So that people gather and say in the name of Jesus Christ does not make it a what? Are you hearing me? What makes it a church is that the people have been what? Called out of this world system. Called out of worldliness. Called out of sin. Are you hearing me? They have been called out. So the church are people called out of this world system to be established as God's people. They were called out of somewhere to be established in God as his people. So when we look at the Bible in Matthew, okay, let's say Acts 20:28, you will now see that Jesus was referring to that act of being called out as him paying with his blood. That there was a sacrifice he made upon the people that allowed them to go. And how many of you know that Egypt did not allow Israel to go until blood was also spilled? Talk to me now. That there was a sacrifice that was made, and what happened? And they came out. Can I have that scripture? Okay, somebody should read for us, please. We will not be able to wait. Okay, it's there now. Now everybody look up now. He said, take heed therefore unto yourselves, and to how many? And to all the flock, over which the Holy Ghost has made you what? Overseers. See, that word overseers is not a big title. Are you hearing me? It's like a megad. You are not here. You know I'm a general overseer. Hey, no! I employ somebody. I say, I'm going somewhere now. Look after the house. Is it his house? He's a megad. You don't like that word. He's not divine. Oversee. Make sure things are done properly. I'm not around. Help me oversee. Watch over. Don't let anything evil come near it. Does a mega sleep in the night? A real mega, will he sleep? He won't sleep. I'm not talking of this one that you went to wear suit and wear tie. He said, I'm not a general overseer. I'm not an overseer. But you don't understand what he's saying. He said, take heed. Be careful. Let's see that scripture. Please give me. Take heed to yourself and to the flock over which the Holy Ghost has what? I like this scripture. I will need it again. When I start talking about the Holy Spirit, remind me, Lydia, this Holy Ghost scripture, this Holy Ghost word there, had made you overseer to what? To feed. So you can add, he's also a chef. A what? A chef to prepare meal and feed. Are you hearing what I'm talking about? But that's not my interest. To feed the church, yes? Listen, give me the scripture. To feed the church of God, which he had what? How? So that blood was what gave entrance for him to call them out. His blood that was shed brought them out. The church is the called out. The church is the separated ones who are called out. All right. So the church is a people. The church is beyond a building. It's a called out. And that's why they can call a house fellowship a what? A church. You see, this idea that if people meet on Sunday morning, they are a church, please banish it from your head. Are you hearing me now? Remove it from where? They have become a church. It's stupidity of lack of understanding. You don't know Bible. They meet only Wednesday. They are not a church. You are not hearing what I'm talking about. Are you hearing me at all? What is a church? A called out people. It's not the day they meet that makes them a church. Hey, people are not even agreeing with me. Lord, have mercy on me. Remove this thing from your head. They are not a church. They are a ministry. They are a church. They are a fellowship. They are this. The issue of ministries is for assignment God gives to his church. If people meet in their houses and they are doing communion together, what do you have there? Leave this Nigerian understanding of church. Leave it. Look at church as a what? A called out people. You have a question. You are looking at me. You have a question. I'm showing you scriptures. It's not a church because they meet on Sunday morning. Daddy, this thing you are saying, nobody understands it. No problem. But you should understand. If you understand, I'm okay first. We cannot deal with what the world understands. Let's first of all do what? Understand. If you people are meeting in the evening, you people are not a church. But once you meet in the morning, you are a church. Let's stop that. Let's stop that. Because that's human made. It's not a church. It's not a church. Then we have to go to a distance. And I'm telling you, I don't blame anybody. If you go to our website, we wrote it there. We are non-denominational. That was not necessary. Because God's concept of church was not denominational in the first place. Are you hearing me at all? Your quietness is not hearing me. There is nothing like we are not denominational, we are denominational. Denomination never existed in the beginning. They were man-made. Man-made to give man a hold over people. And then the man can now say, these are my people. This is my church. You won't hear it from this mouth. My church. One lady was talking, said, I like your church. I said, what did you say? What did you just say? He said, your church. I said, what did you say? As if her head now came back. He said, okay, the church. I said, better. It's not my church. You want to kill me before my time. I'm not joking about it. I don't have a church. And I will never have one. We are only put in place. This teaching, is it making any sense to you people? I pray you understand what I'm doing now. Let's scatter this wrong mentality. So, is it called out? Good. Now, let's see Matthew 16:18. Don't worry. 8:30, I'll stop. Matthew 16:18. See what Jesus said clearly. And I say unto you that thou art Peter, and upon where? Upon where? This rock, I will do what? I will build my church. I will build my church. Whose church is it? So when we gather like this and we are a church, whose church are we? Church of Christ. Not cooking, we are not cooking. Cooking is not a denomination. Is somebody hearing me? We are not cooking. You know there's what they call cooking. We are not cooking. We are not Church of God mission. We are not. We are the Church of Jesus. And it's not a title. I'm just, are you putting, what we are saying is that this is a place owned. And I'm not saying it is only this gathering. Anywhere people have been called out, who gather? Jesus is the owner. Are you hearing me? So by the time I'm moving about and I see a place owned by my Jesus, hallelujah, and they are trying to mess up the place financially, won't I go in and do something? Why? Because it's where? It's a place made, owned by who? By Jesus. I said I'll give people one video. I don't know if I'll get it soon. I'll give it people. In the next 5 years, God will visit and take back his church. This has started already. He will begin to take his church. He will take it in 2-3 ways. One, he's going to take people back who have misused his church. He will just kill them. Then there are some who will give opportunity to resign as general overseers, as others, and hand over to people. I'm not joking. Then they will sit in the congregation to humble them and then prepare them for heaven. Are you hearing? And there's a third step that have never been church members, that never been church leaders before. Bam! And they will arise to take to do church the way Jesus wants it to be done. It will happen. It will happen. Just watch. You will see it happening. As long as they took over his church, he's coming back for his church. Praise God. And when we see the emphasis of men saying that, you know, you get to a point where people don't know how to even call God again. They'll be calling my papa, my papa, my papa, my papa, my papa, my papa, my papa. They have no relationship with Jesus Christ. Insult Jesus, they won't say anything. Touch their father in the Lord and see what you have. You will see the fight. And because they have not been taught that that place called church is owned by who? By Jesus. Are you hearing me at all? So listen, Hebrews 12:23. One more. One of the basic models of the apostolic church is that it is not man-owned. Very clear. I'm just giving you a future. It is not man-owned. If it's apostolic model of church, man doesn't own it. So are you with me? Eh? Sorry, am I making sense to you? You know? I pray you're understanding. Everybody look up. To the who church? To the General Assembly and the church of Pastor Okai. The church of Regina. Kokuya. Prophetess Regina. The church of who? Who is the first one? Malabalaba. It is in him that we get our bearing. Is somebody understanding me? You are free to question me. Daddy, I don't understand this. Daddy, I don't believe. I give you permission. Because I want this thing to sink in. We are about running off 30 days and I'm going to be taking some critical matters one by one. Preparing you for what we have in the future. We have a great assignment to this body of Christ that we cannot be traditional. We must go back to scriptures. It will be difficult, but let me tell you, at the end it will win. It will what? It will win. Amen. Alright, one more scripture. Ephesians 5:25. It is not man-owned. Let that sink in your heart. It is not man-owned. It is not man-owned. It is not man-owned. It is not man-owned. Husbands, do what? Love your wives. Even as Christ also what? Loved the church and gave himself for it. Where's the place that says Christ is the head of the church? I missed it there. It should be around there. He's the head. Eh? Is it still down? Check for me quickly. I think I missed it there. Christ is the head of the church. Christ is the head of the church. Right. While they get it, let's continue. Now listen. The second aspect of the apostolic model is that church was not meant to be denominational. Please write it very loud. That's number two now. After defining church, we are going to a second point. Church was not meant to be denominational. Denominations came when the Holy Spirit left. That's where it started from. When I was preparing this message, I'm not saying all denominations don't have the Holy Spirit. Please, are you hearing what I'm saying? But I'm saying that where that trouble started from was when the Spirit of God was not the person in charge. Then suddenly somebody had this idea, and somebody had this idea, and they could no longer be compatible. So this one went his way, this one went his way. But before that time, apostasy somehow, is it apostasy I'll call it now, the church had backslided. And then suddenly, the church in Rome took over. And the church in Rome began, I say, is the Roman church. And I hope you know that no matter how you see the Catholic Church, I mean, in Nigeria, it's still called what? Roman Catholic. The issue of the Roman there is that Rome took over religion. It was supposed to be like a status thing. Are you hearing me? There were superpowers and they said, this is our religion. Are you hearing what I'm talking about? That's why when anybody tried to say, okay, no, this is what God is saying, the Roman church, the Rome church will kill the person. I didn't say Catholic church, you don't quote me. I said the Roman church. It's still Catholic, but the Roman church will say, why are you going against what we have, what we stood for? So when the Roman church took over, I don't have the time for church history today. It's not the Bible school. But the point I'm saying is that when the Holy Spirit is went off, because once he is there, there was no division. There was what? No division. The reason is that everybody was hearing who? Who were they wearing? Who are they hearing? The Holy Spirit. But suddenly, somebody said, no, they should be circumcised. No, they cannot be circumcised. When all those issues came, and then doctrines began to come in, what do I call it? Doctrines. And it was no longer just the doctrine of the Christ. There were doctrines. And then the issue of flesh. Okay, we allow this, we don't allow this. We allow this, we don't allow this. Okay, you should be in mass. Okay. And then belief systems. We said, no, 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 if you are born again, you don't need to, I mean, you can't lose your salvation. No, if you have, all those things were centered on not aligning who? The Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit doesn't have three versions of a truth. Amen. He has only what? One. But there are instances where God begins to teach us how to now accommodate certain things which for him were not issues. And I give you an example. Cultures of men that existed and they were not demonic cultures. Are you hearing me at all? At a point, Paul began to give explanation on that those are not issues. If somebody said, in my place, we tie a wrapper. Are you hearing me? A man tie a wrapper. There's nothing wrong with tying a wrapper. So you will not now come and meet him and say, if you don't wear trousers, you are not a Christian. Are you hearing me? That was enough to form a what? A denomination. Those things were not necessary if they had allowed the Holy Spirit to explain to them. One day, Peter went to a Gentile, what's it called now? Community. What's the name of this man? Cornelius. After he was still preaching, he was still telling them about Jesus Christ. And then what happened? The Holy Ghost fell and they began to pray in tongues. And then Peter was wondering, they have not been baptized. They are not Jews. How are they praying in tongues? Do you know that when some other Jerusalem elders heard that Peter went. See, the problem was that he even went. Say, how can you do that? So when Peter and I explained to them, say, see, oh, this Holy Spirit you have, they too have had it. And everybody relaxed. So can you see the common denominator of the apostolic church? What was it? Holy Spirit. Once the Holy Spirit is there, there was no division. But take the Holy Spirit off, and the Holy Spirit goes off most times when self comes in. Every time self comes in, the Holy Spirit of God will go. Are you hearing what I'm teaching now? So, denomination was not God's idea. I'm telling you the truth. It's man's idea. Now, let's study some things that will help us understand what I'm saying. So, in the days of the apostles, the name of where they worship was described not as a denomination, but as an area or a house. Not as a what? As a... See, do you know why they call it Baptist church? They emphasize water baptism. Are you hearing me? That if you are not baptized in water, you are not saved. There was a time that argument came up, and the thief on the cross, was he baptized in water? So you see, there's an extreme you can take a matter. So when they took that extreme, they said, we are who? We are the Baptist church. Praise God. And if you don't agree in water baptism, you are not part of us. But you see, we can bring the argument that a man saved who died before baptism can go to heaven. That is, he didn't have opportunity to be what? He will go to where? That we can argue. But that was enough to form a denomination. Another one came up, Anglican. Why did Anglican leave Catholic? A king wanted to marry It's as if he didn't have a child. Is that the story? Anybody know that story very well? As if he didn't have a child. And the church said, no, you can't marry a second wife. And that king had to pull out. Are you hearing me? And started another denomination. Not another church. It's not a church. You know, I'm defining church for you people now. Are you hearing what I'm teaching? Personal things. That is Anglican church bad? No, I didn't say that. Is Roman Catholic bad? Church. I'm showing you how they came. Before, there was not that divisions. All we had was church in Gombe, church in Aba, church in the house of Sylvester. He said, where are you going? We're going to the church in the house of Sylvester. That's how they used to talk. That was the language. Are you hearing me now? And they were saying that because if you move to Gombe, you can enter into that church and not miss Lagos. Are you following what I'm saying now? That's how the church operated. Why? Because the Holy Spirit is one. And it's flowing in the same direction in their lives. Is somebody hearing what I'm talking about? Quickly, let's see. I just have a few. Romans 16, and look at verse 1 and 5. Quickly. So it was not, they were not called by denominations, they were called by area or by house. I commend unto you Phoebe, our sister, which is a servant of the church. Are you here? Which is at where? Chenchiria. So the name of that church is what? Church at Chenchiria. Look at verse 5. Somebody should help that vehicle to stop crying. Verse 5. Likewise, greet the what? The church. Which is where? In their house. So there was church where? In their house. 1 Corinthians 1 verse 2. 1 Corinthians chapter 1 verse 2. 1 Corinthians 1 verse 2. Quickly. Unto the church of God, which is where again, church? To them that are what? Sanctified. Are you seeing that word again? In Christ Jesus. Called to be who? So, church has sense. I'm telling you the truth. They have been washed clean. They don't live in sin at all. Colossians 4:15, I think. Just give me two more scriptures and we'll move from there. Colossians 4:15. Salute the brethren which are where, church? In Laodicea and Nymphas, and the church which is where again? In his house. Revelation chapter 2. Look at verse 8. Actually, Revelation, the whole Revelation, he says, write to the church in Sardis. Write to the church at Laodicea. Are you hearing me? At Pergamos. Unto the angel of the church, where? It's minor. Verse 18. Is the same thing there and there. Verse 18, please. All right. While he gets that. Okay. Amen. All right. Let's look at the third point. That's clear. Just write it. The third point, as I begin to close for this one, I have like 7 points. So I'll take 3 now. I'll take 4 in the evening. Now, The second point of the apostolic model is that the church, though purchased by the blood, was baptized by the Holy Spirit. The mark of the apostolic model of church is that even though Jesus bought it with his blood, it was bathed. It was brought into manifestation by who? By the Holy Spirit. Okay, let's see Acts 2 quickly. Well, I will say some things quickly. Acts 2, 1 to 4. So, the apostolic model church is signified by the Spirit of God having a government over the people. There's a government of the Holy Spirit. There's a rulership of the Holy Spirit. Acts 2, 1 to 4. And when the day of Pentecost fully come, they were all in one accord in one place. And suddenly they came. You're looking at me, you're looking at the scripture. You're making me shy. And suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind. And it filled all the house where they were what? They were sitting. And there appeared unto them what? Tongues like as of fire. And it sat where? Upon each of them. And they were all filled with what, church? With the Holy Ghost. So, he called out, what made them to be established as a church was that they were filled with you. All of them. See, you know what God was doing? So that confusion will not be there. So, Holy Ghost is inside here. Holy Ghost is inside here. Holy Ghost is inside here. Everybody had who? Holy Ghost. So if suddenly the Holy Spirit says A, all of us will what? All of us will hear and confirm. Everybody. They were all filled with the Holy Ghost. So listen, the apostolic model has the Holy Spirit as the governor, as the director, as the leader of the church affairs. Jesus is the head, but at the place of birth, he began to lead. He began to direct. I remember one of the places they were fasting and praying, remember? And he says, separate for who? For me. Are you hearing me? Paul and Barnabas. When Ananias and Sapphira told lies, you know what Peter said to him? Were you not afraid to lie to who? See, even the leaders were conscious that they were not in charge. You are not following what I'm trying to say. They were too conscious that what you just did now, you have grieved who? The Oga in charge. The Oga at the top. You have grieved him. Look at it. Acts 5. Look at verse 3. That Peter told her straight, were you not afraid? But Peter said, Aeneas, why had Satan what? Filled your heart to what? To lie to who? Wait, who was she talking to? Was it not Peter? She was talking to Peter. Peter said, you lie to who? Meaning that the leaders were conscious of the leadership of who? Of the Holy Spirit. So, listen, that judgment that came on those people did not come from Peter. It came from who? The Holy Ghost was the one that judged on the spot. Not this type that people have. A pastor married a woman. Two of them misbehaved. One went to sleep with one went there. Two of them were misbehaving as church pastors. After that, the man carried the other wife, brought the other wife to church. And this one is still existing. Where is he done? And church did not drop once. I think that is church. Praise God. You don't like what I'm doing because some of you are fans of those people. But I'm telling you, it's not church. And one day you'll be clear it's not church. You go to a place, they tell you to pay money to enter one swimming pool. You say it's church. Oh, you don't know. You will pay money. And then you will stay in their hotel. I believe this thing. I don't want to go into this. But I'm telling you that the church I know, the Holy Ghost is in charge. And he doesn't spare sin. He doesn't spare unrighteousness. Why is he multiplying and nothing is happening? It's not his church. You don't like this teaching, huh? Don't worry. Don't be afraid. It's me and them. Don't be afraid. Verse 9. Verse 9. This is what God created us for. Listen, if not, I will stay in CRM. But we have a very special assignment. Verse 9. Then Peter said to her, how is it that you agree together to do what, church? To tempt who? The Spirit of the Lord. Let me show you on that scripture. Acts 1:2. Even before the Holy Spirit came in his fullness, it's as if Jesus had told them, this church I'm building is the Spirit of God that must lead it. They knew. Until the day in which he was taken up, after that he, through who? Through the Holy Ghost had given what? Excuse me, who commanded the Holy Ghost? Jesus. How? How did he command them? Look at it now. Through who? Through the Holy Ghost. Meaning it was the Holy Ghost that was giving the command. You know, he said he will not speak of his own. He will take from what is mine and give you. Are you hearing what I'm talking about? The model, the apostolic model, is a model that is bettered by the Holy Ghost, controlled by the Holy Ghost because of time. Acts 10, verse 19. Acts 16, verse 7. Acts 9:31. All these scriptures, she points at the fact that he was in charge. I take the last one. My time is already spent. Matthew 28, verse 19. This is the last one for today, this morning. In the evening, I'll be looking at very serious matters. And I will start on this. I won't finish it. Actually, this one is very serious. So I want to start with Matthew 28, verse 19. Can we do it together? Want to go? Go ye
therefore, and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of what? Of the Holy Ghost. Can I have ACSB? Teaching them to observe all I've said. Can I have ACSB? Let's start again. Go where again, church? Go therefore, and make how many? Disciples of how many? All nations. Baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Write this last point, but it's going to have a lot of ripple points, which I will teach in the evening. The apostolic model of church is a church on assignment. It's a church on a mission. It's not a gathering of hallelujah, hey, hallelujah. It's good, but there is a conscious assignment on the church. Do you understand what I just said? Eh? The apostolic model of what Jesus calls church is a church on what? On assignment. Amen. They exist to be on assignment. They exist because of what? An assignment. They are conscious. They are assignment driven. So, you know, some people go to church for 20 years, never knowing anything they did for the Lord. All they were doing was just being counted as number. They are there. But the true apostolic church will equip them for ministry. That's what I'm going to. And I'm going to talk about that seriously. We'll do what? Every true apostolic church equips the people. They don't have flock. They don't have in goat. When I mean flock, just sit down members. No. Are you hearing me? They're such a church. Every, and listen. Oh, we will not do that now. Time is already up. Listen. When it's time to look for, you know, somebody was saying, let's celebrate that day among me for the opportunity. You don't understand. That is my assignment. My assignment is to locate what you carry. Put fire on it. Amplify it. Make you loud. That is where I derive my joy from. Praise God. That's why if God opens a TV station now for us, all of you will be on that TV station. If you have what it takes for people to hear. Please, are you hearing what I'm teaching at all? I know. If you have it, why should I hide it? No, it will be more popular than you. For what? That is what we want. A true, I'm not joking. Do you know what the disciples said? They said all these things that will be, they need to do. Look for people where? Look for people where? Among you. We have a secret closet we stay. And that secret closet, what do we give ourselves to? To the ministry of the word and to prayer. Now, get Philip ready. And before you knew it, Philip entered Samaria and turned Samaria around. Where Samaria was turned around, who did he send for? He sent for Peter. Peter, come on, I have taken over this place. Come and do something now. Are you hearing what I'm doing? Then Peter now came here. Philip has become bigger than me. No, that's stupidity. The apostolic model, if you don't get bigger than who is training you, it's not the apostolic model. Paul came from behind. Paul came from behind and became one of the greatest voices. This is a Paul that sat under the apostles and were taught by him, by them. Are you hearing me at all? The joy of an apostolic model is to raise men. Not just have numbers that they count on Sunday. We have how many? I'll stop that. I was doing it before when I first came. There was pressure. How many are you people now? How many are you people now? One day God rebuked me. Stop that Babylonian system. Stop counting. What you should count is how many people are becoming ministers. That's the real count. Not how many dundee you gather together. Just be following you like sheep that doesn't have sense. No. Are you hearing me? Somebody said we left Acts and went to Numbers. The church left where? Acts and went to where? Numbers. They can have 500,000 people going to hell. It doesn't matter. As long as the number is coming in. And when there's a shaking in that place, you will discover that nothing is there. Little shaking will be surprised. Say, the apostolic model is a church on assignment. And I want to close this teaching, this first contact now. That CEC is a church on assignment. And I want everybody to begin to understand that. Praise God. It's a church where? On assignment. We are not normal church. We are not normal. It's not normal church system. It's a church where? on assignment. And that's why the issue of revival, the issue of discipleship, we will hammer it well. I'm not saying there will not be place for fellowship. I will teach about fellowship in the evening. There will be place for fellowship. There will be place for communion and all that. But listen, far above that, we are on an assignment. And there's a need to put our eyes where? On that assignment. Praise God. Rise to your feet. I don't know if you heard anything. Lift your voice in 1 minute and talk to God. Talk to God. Talk to God. I want to begin by challenging somebody. Have you been called out? That's where I will start from. That's the church. Have you been called out? Have you been called out? Are you really called out? Have you been separated from this world system? Do you have an identity that the blood has washed and cleansed you? That's the church. The ecclesia. Are you being built by Jesus himself? He said, I will build my church. And the gate of hell shall not prevail. In 1 minute, can we pray and talk to God? Let my called out status be real. My called out status. If you are truly called out, there's an identity on your life. Let my called out status be real. Zelikata shapala brada sebela pelias. Mapela palabra zapala bradias. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Matthew 4, verse 23. Jesus had three things he taught his disciples. And those three things form the assignment of the called out. Maybe in the evening I will show you what the doctrine is. There's a doctrine Jesus taught. I will show you in the evening. But if you read that, you will see part of it. Let me give my scripture. And Jesus went about all where? Galilee. What was he doing, number one? Can I hear the word? Number two, preaching of what? Of the kingdom. And number three? So, he had threefold assignment. Somebody said threefold assignment. To teach, to preach, and to heal. And everyone in the apostolic church system must be able to do these three. You are yourself. Don't say I'm in fire. It won't work. Don't say I'm in sanctuary cleaning. Are you people hearing me now? That's the church. If somebody enters this church now and is sick and the usher shakes the person should be healed. It's not at when the man of God, he's saying the man. This is the time we have been waiting for. The time of the man of God. See, those things are Babylonian. The real church from that door. Ha! Sister, when you touch me, all the pain left. Just say, praise God. Please have your seat. And our ushering continues. You didn't hear what I said? Not the time that she finished, they said, Daddy, it's time to hand over your mic. There's a power that has come on me that you don't know about. It will be normal. It will be what? It will be normal. It will be. There will be no noise about it. Lift your hands. Say, Father.
Father.
The identity of the called out.
The identity of the called
out. Let it be stamped on my life.
Let it be stamped on
the identity that I belong to you.
Yes, Lord.
Let it be stamped.
Let it be stamped.
He said, I will build my church.
I will build
you
my
need
church.
To belong to
yes,
Jesus.
Lord.
If you will build your church, you don't belong to Pastor Okai. You don't belong to any man of God. You need to belong to Jesus.
Ah, you not
Kaparata
Kasida.
Father, that I will be led by your spirit alone.
I will be led by your spirit
alone. Say alone.
Alone.
That your spirit alone.
That your spirit alone
will lead my life.
Will lead my life.
Open your mouth and pray that prayer. That is the church. They are led by the spirit. They are not led by their feelings. Shepeperetia. Ikapalatia. Matekeperetasula. Ikapakaparapia. Japakwakapakwalapekwalata. Ekepekwakatia. Shikapakatakasapakaparapadi. Shegadegadegadegadegadegadegadegadegadegadegadegadegadegadegadegadegadegadegadegadegadegadegadegadegadegadegadegadegadegadegadegadegadegadegadegadegadegadegadegadegadegadegadegadegadegadegadegadegadegadegadegadegadegadegadegadegadegadegadegadegadegadegadegadegadegadegadegadegadegadegadegadegadegadegadegadegadegadegadegadegadegadegadegadegadegadegadegadegadegadegadegadegadegadegadegadegadegadegadegadegadegadegadegadegadegadegadegadegadegadegadegadegadegadegadegadegadegadegadegadegadegadegadegadegadegadegadegadegadegadegadegadegadegadegadegadegadegadegadegadegadegadegadegadegadegadegadegadegadegadegadegadegadegadegadegadegadegadegadegadegadegadegadegadegadegadegadegadegadegadegadegadegadegadegadegadegadegadegadegadegadegadegadegadegadegadegadegadegadegadegad what denomination took over is kingdom. You hear what I said? Eh? What denomination took over was what? Kingdom. And that's where you now find empires of men. And when they fight for their empire. They don't fight for the kingdom. Are you hearing me? Once you are not in their clique, you are a devil. It's satanic. I don't know if you are hearing what I'm teaching. Anybody in the kingdom is my brother. Anybody in the kingdom is my sister. It doesn't matter the local place or church he is. Two of us are in the same way, the same kingdom. Do you think witches fight themselves? Oh, a witch from India and a witch from Nigeria, they are friends. They don't. People are not understanding me. Immediately they meet, their eyes will just touch. One lady told me one story that shocked my life. He said lesbians, once they look at their eyes, they know. Ah, you too, you know. Yeah, I don't know. You know, this counseling thing used to put our ears full of things. That's what I was saying. He said, Daddy, merely we just see ourselves. You know. We don't need to talk. No, these podcasts can even be clear. You see, it's still black, you see. But how do two lesbians know? Are you hearing me? And this one, they met in a church, they went in a wedding. Me, he just met. Because he was just dissing me of one that was molesting her, sleeping with her, paying her money. He said, he just met her, not up to 1 month ago. I said, how did you? He said, he just saw me. And I knew she was one, she knew I was one. I said, wow. And then believers don't know themselves. You are not hearing what I'm talking about. Do you hear? Is this what I'm going to? Denomination took the place of what? Of kingdom. I told somebody that the church I was pastoring before, the general overseer invited me last month for a program. A man of God who has issues with his own man of God. He has issues. He left. He shouted and said, what did you say? I said, yes. I said, that's where I'm coming from. And I'm not joking. Received me, as I sat there, I said, how is River City? I said, we have done this for the land. He said, already there. You get the land fast. Ah, what are you talking about? It's not all the people you see on television that are Christians. Be careful. There are some you don't see in heaven, you'll be surprised. That's about 600 branches. Quiet man, but he's a child of God. He's a man of God. No fight. Come on, minister. He sat down, I minister. Me, small boy. He sat down, I minister. I finished it. That was powerful. That's the life I want to live. So don't blame me the way I believe. That is how I call Christianity. When I told him, he shouted. Because his own man of God did not even call for his inauguration. I won't go beyond that. He didn't call. Let's leave that matter. Let's not go beyond where we should go. Lift your two hands. Say, the spirit of denomination.
The spirit of denomination
is banished.
Is banished
from my life.
From my life.
I'm a kingdom person.
I'm a kingdom person.
Open your mouth.
And
I will invest. I will spread that kingdom life. I will spread that kingdom life. La parasetia, finally, say, Father.
Father,
may I be mission conscious.
May I be mission conscious.
Assignment conscious.
Assignment conscious.
I'm not talking of just being a mission department. So that's not what I'm saying. That is, you are on a what? Mission. It's not just to come and sit in church. Sit in church. Sit in church. That's why there are certain adjustments we must do. Somebody say must do. See, because of lives. If we add extra days to church, it is not a burden. Paul said, I become all things that I may win how many people? All. I become a Jew. Are you hearing me now? If we adjust our time of meeting just to make sure we win souls, did we do anything wrong? And I'm begging us to open our hearts. The land is so large. Don't be intimidated by some churches. You look big. People not going to church. I think we don't talk about. There are more. People not saved. There are how many? Too much. And to surprise you, many in church are not saved. Or you don't believe that one. Many were in church at what? In so-called church are not saved. And yet church is supposed to be the called out. Is that not a dynamic? Lift your hand, everybody. Say, Father.
Father.
The grace
to be mission conscious,
to be mission
assignment conscious,
assignment conscious.
Open your mouth and talk to God. That's the last prayer. The grace to be mission conscious. Le kaladash, le brada shatadash, e kaladash. The church is on assignment. 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 The church is on assignment.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Lift your hands, everybody. Don't get tired. I'm closing now. Say, Father.
Father.
Bind us together.
Bind us together.
Let there be unity.
Let there be unity.
Let there be love.
Let there be love.
Ay, ay, ay. The Bible said everybody had all things how? In common. It's difficult, but God bring us back to those days. The amen is not even coming for everybody.
Amen.
Oh my God. It's a community. Oh. Church is a what? It's a community. It's a community. No wonder those days when we got saved, the names we knew was something community. You remember that? God is love community. That's the way they called the charismatic those days. God is love community. I've forgotten our own. We had a name in Mina. It's a community. They are brethren. It's okay. As you go this morning, may the Lord's hand rest upon you.
Amen.
Grace to be totally submissive. Amen. To the apostolic doctrine.
Amen.
May that grace be released upon your life.
Amen.
Grace to submit to leadership. May Amen. That grace be released upon your life.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Now give Jesus praise. Somebody give him glory.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
If you took